Hey guys, welcome back to
Unsystematic.
Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. Yes, the crowd goes wild. My name's Christina. I'm going by Stino today because I got that sexy bedroom voice called allergies going on.
And I'm Michelle. You know, I'm just living life in the fast lane.
Always.
Are you sure about that?
No. Totally lying.
She goes in the slow lane.
She lets everybody pass her.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But anyway.
I'm not in a rush.
Why? Why be, you know?
Exactly.
Just take it easy.
Take it slow. Oh.
Girl, what?
It's a song.
I've never heard that song.
Did you make it up?
It's by Somo.
Slow-mo. Uh-uh.
Is it Slow-mo or Somo? Somo? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways. And who are you?
I'm Bernice. I am living life in the snack lane, dude.
I was not expecting her to say that.
Wait, can I change my... I'm living my life...
No backseas.
I'm living life in the cheese lane.
Okay. Oh, look, no. We're three best friends.
Oh, sometimes. Shit. Yeah.
We're the three best friends. Best
friends that anyone can
Christina
have.
Is Kris Jenner.
Yes. So I will gladly take that role.
Who
Michelle
am I?
Is...
She's like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to be offended or be like, yes, thank you.
I would think Cheech and Chong. I don't know. One or the other. Yeah, what would Bernice be?
Oh, I'm that flaky friend, the one that's always fucking disappearing. My sister told me that shit. And I was like,
she's like that. Have y'all ever seen that gif of like that dude? Like he's bald and he's got weird eyes and he's like in the bushes and he's like,
ah. Oh my god,
that's you.
Why yeah. Does she be creeping?
Dude, because yeah, I'm just like
she be just popping up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm just gonna like I just disappear and then I pop up out of nowhere.
She really does.
This is why we couldn't have a band, because I'd be constantly like just being like, bye.
Yeah, no, she would have been kicked out of the band. Like,
I'm telling my sister told me that shit
the first day.
She would just have to be a tour mate. You would just come,
yeah,
as needed.
Yeah,
as needed.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm like, yo, yeah. I need a background singer. This person's sick. Let's call on Bernice.
Cause I like being at home, dude. I don't like to leave my house.
You're like a hermit crab.
Yeah. Oh yes.
That would be your spirit animal.
Crab,
every
man.
Time she goes out, she's like, can't yes. wait to go back in.
I'm like, yes. Ew, people.
Yes, Bernice would be a crab.
Yeah.
I think I would be, I mean, my two favorite animals are owls or dolphins. I don't know.
I don't think you'd be either.
Yeah, no.
I would be something that's like cute, but like also gonna like cut you.
Okay, so like a badger.
A badger?
That's like the dude. Most random animal.
They're cute as fuck, but they will fucking cut you up.
Yeah,
they
their claws are like super sharp or something.
Like,
shit,
don't
right?
fuck with them.
I be, oh,
don't
I
rub
it.
Them the wrong way.
I would
way.
Be a blowfish. You know? Just like moseying along. And like, you just come by me the wrong way.
Girl,
got you.
She ready to
fishes blow up and they bump into anything.
Yeah, but that's me because
you
like,
tell
what,
them on yourself.
Once I'm to that point, you know, it's like you know I gotta. It
everybody
takes a while
can get
to
it.
Deflate, right?
Yeah, everybody can
exactly.
get it.
Exactly. You bumped into me, ho. You bumped into me.
Oh yeah. She's basically that's saying funny. She's just ready to shank a bitch at any given moment.
Yeah. I would be a cat because I have. My attitude changes. I could be so sweet one minute and then claw the shit out of you the next.
That I could see that. And no. Cats keep to themselves. She keeps to herself also.
Right, but she also needs a lot of like love and attention. Cats don't really need that.
It depends on the cat.
It depends on the cat.
I mean, yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
But I mean, y'all know cats more than I do. I tried that route. That did not go good for me.
Dude, no, you're a dog person. Totally. You're definitely a dog person.
Yeah. Yeah, so, so welcome to our podcast. This is exactly, you know, who we are and what we are. We're just, you know, as Michelle likes to say, shoot the shit.
Shoot the shit.
We shoot the shit and, you know, see where it takes us. But yeah, if you know us, then you know. And if you don't...
Well, you don't.
Get to know.
We've been friends. How long have we been friends now? Has it been 10 years?
Girl, it's been over 10 years.
Yeah. Has it? Since middle school.
Yeah. It's 2003.
Dude, I don't...
It's almost 20.
I literally, like, when I... You know when people, like, say years like that? I literally have to go back and count. And I'm like, okay, if I was born in 89, but technically at the end of 89, so I'm technically 90, like, then I have
what?
To count.
What?
Are you serious? We graduated in 2008. Dude, just go that, down from there.
That's so complicated, but how old was I? Was I 17 or was I 18?
I think you were 17.
You were 18.
See, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, she was born in 1989. She was 18.
Yeah.
See? It's confusing, though.
18 minus but it's honestly, 5.
But that's how my brain works also, like, when I'm doing the alphabet. Like, you know, if you were to be like, what letter comes after U? I have to sing the whole alphabet in my head.
Okay, I do too, though.
So, what comes after U?
V.
What comes after M?
N.
That one's easy. What comes after...
R.
S.
That's easy, too.
W. X. No, we already did that one. No. X doesn't come after W.
T U V W X Y Z.
Oh, F. Fuck. What comes after F?
E.
No.
No.
Oh, G. G.
Yes.
G.
Got him.
No, you didn't get
him. Yeah, so that's just how my brain processes.
No,
so.
W V.
T U V W X Y Z. Girl. So what ABCs did you learn?
Girl, she's learning the Spanish one.
You know, I'm very disappointed in myself because I never learned the Spanish one.
A, B, C, D,
E, H,
E, H. We're just skipping
F. H, E, J, K, L, A, M, N, Y, U, P, Q, R, S,
overachiever. So, we clearly know who the overachiever is of the bunch. If you haven't picked up on it, it's Michelle. It'll always be Michelle.
You a hoe, Michelle.
But yeah, so we've been friends for over 10 years, since middle school, and really sporadic since then, honestly. I was thinking about this the other day, like, do y'all remember how we became friends?
No.
Like, where did it start?
We all just hung out at the same spot in the morning, I think, and then it just happened.
We had a spot in middle school and a spot in high school, yeah. But the spot in middle school was always outside on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's so weird to think about.
Why were y'all outside?
Like, right near the curb.
Yeah, near the curb. So we weren't with you at all in middle school?
Uh-uh.
So see, this is like the, what is that effect?
Had orchestra
the pandemic
here.
Effect? What's the effect?
Mandela.
Yeah, like we were talking about that. Like, I don't know. Like, the way you remember things is so differently, but then it's just crazy. So, okay, so me and Michelle are middle school, and then I guess Bernice joined the mix in high school.
Yeah, I think it was like 10th grade. No, 11th grade. So junior year.
Damn, that late? I feel like I've known you way longer.
We may have, like, hung around the same people in 9th grade, but then in 10th grade I left, and then I came back.
Like she does. She comes and goes.
Yeah, you know.
Always.
I think that's why it happens, because I'm used to that pattern growing up. Like, I just kind of disappear.
Yeah.
It just...
That's true. I'm like,
we've known each other too long. Bye.
That's so crazy.
I've had enough of you.
But yeah, so middle school we had a sidewalk.
Yes.
And high school, we had a table.
Oh.
We upgraded.
I don't know if you were part of this, but me and Sylvester had, like, this thing. It was, like, Barbie cars.
Barbie
grocery
cars?
Grocery cars.
What?
What?
Barbie cars. Explain. And grocery cars. And no, I think.
What the fuck is that?
What? I have to hear this.
It was, like, our thing. And, like, he was the Barbie car, obviously. He owned the Barbie cars. And then I owned the grocery
car. What?
I can't remember what it was.
Where did the cars come from? What car is this?
Were they actually cars? Like,
Bro, I'm so confused. I'm so confused too. I just remembered it, but I don't remember any details. I just know that's like a thing that we had. Wow. So Sylvester, if you're listening, if you remember, please message let us know.
Message us, yes. Message us and let us know, because I'm dying to know. And like, what does Barbie car look like? And why'd you have a grocery car? Of all cars you could have, she had a grocery car.
She's always been about them snacks, though. She's always been about them snacks.
That is so
But
funny.
I get called out because whenever I have snacks on me, make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Y'all do love your snacks. I don't yes. lie.
Don't fuck with my snacks.
I like food, but I mean, y'all love y'all snacks.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I legit live by myself, and like, I have a house stocked for like 50 people. It's ridiculous.
Because every time I come over, I'm just like, I'm going to raid your refrigerator. She already knows what's up.
And the other day, she told me, she's like, these snacks aren't even good.
Yeah. What? I was like, I don't want any of this.
How are you talking shit on free snacks? Just like,
excuse me.
And look, I took it to heart, because then I messaged them, and I was like, what snacks do you guys want?
I didn't know that that's why
that's
that
where
happened.
It came from.
Wow, Michelle, you're so ungrateful.
I know. And I have, like, a whole box of, like, 50 chips assorted.
And you gotta make sure you always got Dr. Pepper, because you know her thirsty ass
well,
always
I
wants
Dr. Pepper.
I haven't
had Dr. Pepper lately. Y'all be proud. It's legit. I can't even think of the last time I had a Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
I know. That's good.
I mean, I'm sure it's been a consistent week. But I think it's a little bit longer than a week.
No, but still, you can celebrate that.
Yeah. It's like the little victories. That's what I have to tell myself. Especially like when you have a cheat day, like it's one day.
Any amount of success is success.
Yeah.
Dude, my cheat day is every day that I don't want to eat.
Seriously.
At the house. I'm like, oh, it's Tuesday.
It's
like,
hard. It's hard to stay like motivated.
I love food. It's just like, it's so unfair. Like, why can't I eat whatever I want and not get fucking fat?
Girl.
Seriously.
Like, at Preach. God. Why? Why, God?
Dear God. That should be the next segment. Dear God, why? Because I have questions.
Because, dude. Like, Brian, my brother-in-law, so freaking skinny. He's 32. Still skinny. And this motherfucker eats whatever hell he wants.
Same like my sister. She'll eat a whole box of Krispy Kremes. Where does it go? Lord knows. Me? I eat one piece of spinach.
Dude.
Yeah. My belly.
Seriously.
Dude, I was telling Alex the other day that I don't know how I'm going to work in an office environment because I'm used to getting up every, like, hour for a snack. And so I'm sometimes multiple times in an hour. And my fridge is, like, right there. So it's really fucking great working from home because I'm just like, hey, I'll be right back. And I go and grab a snack. I don't know how I'm supposed to work in an office environment.
No, for real. Because I think that's been one of the hardest things with the pandemic and people working from home. And I can understand, like, you know, kids gaining weight and, like, parents and stuff like that because it's so much more convenient. And it's how I feel, like, now that I don't even want to say I'm dieting because I feel like that's just so extra. Like, I'm just more aware of what I'm eating.
Yeah.
But when I'm off, that's, like, the day that my mind, like, loses it. Like, it's weird, like, how your mind gets so trained to do something because technically I'm not hungry. Or, like, I'll keep myself full on, like, water or I make sure I eat breakfast and stuff. And then, like, I'm just home, so I'm like, well, fuck, I gotta eat something. Like, it's just over there looking at me.
Exactly.
But, like, when I'm at work and stuff, like, that's when I'm, like, the least hungry because I'm constantly doing something. So I'm like, does that mean I have to work every day or get out the house maybe on day off? I don't know.
That is the scam. The biggest scam is a 40-hour work week.
Fuck yeah.
Why is that a scam?
It needs to be like 35.
It wouldn't be a scam if we got paid.
No. It needs to be 32. We need a 3-day weekend.
For real.
You need one day to just relax and do nothing. You need another day to do all your household chores in your errands, and you need another day to just have fun and hang out with your friends.
This is true.
I agree.
Adulting.
It kind of sucks. It's kind of a scam.
Being an adult?
Fuck yeah.
It is.
Dude, like, I just learned how my insurance works, and I'm like, this is trash. I'm paying for this shit, and it sucks. Like, benefits don't kick in until you get your deductible, and I'm like, this was never explained. Why?
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
If
it's
you
a
even
scam.
Get it.
Exactly.
At our age, by the time we can fucking retire, there's not going to be shit. there's nothing to retire for. So that's why I've come to the, like, realization that I just want to enjoy life. Like, y'all know me. I'm an overthinker, clearly. And I probably still will, even though I'm saying this. But I just don't have the same worries, I guess, like I did before. Like, yes, I'm concerned. Like, I make sure my bills are paid and stuff like that. But I also feel like if I want to buy something and I have the money, I'm going to buy it. Like, I just, I don't know. We can't take shit with us. Like, yeah, there's going to be nothing when we retire. Why not? Travel. Go yeah. somewhere. Do okay. things.
Yep, exactly. No.
It's going to be our children's problem, not mine.
Damn.
If I want to put my future family in debt, I'm going to do it.
Wow. Okay. I mean, at least you know that.
No, I don't know. It's just a different world that we living in.
It's just...
It's trash.
Reagan ruined everything, and I don't want to get political, but he literally really did.
I was wondering, honestly, how long it was going to take you to say something political. So,
I'm so...
You did, like, pretty good.
You have no idea how upset I am. He literally ruined America. He destroyed the middle class. I'm upset about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm going to get really mad.
She brought it up.
She's mad. He literally ruined America. Fuck him.
Yeah, so moving on. I'm a Capricorn, Michelle's a Taurus, and Bernice is a Leo, okay? Like,
send us your birth chart.
This is who we are, our different personalities somehow, you know, it just meshes. Yeah. And that's how we got here to this podcast. So
you're a fire, right?
See.
So it's just like two earths and a fire.
Yeah, we put out the fire.
Exactly. You are both crazier than I am, though.
How so? Hold on. I need examples.
Hold on.
Do we want to pull up your...
Pull it up. I ain't scared.
Let's see the receipts.
Y'all both fucking crazier than I am, though.
See, Leo's all talk, bank. I know.
We're
going to back it.
Where are the receipts? How am I crazy? Why are you looking at me like...
Give us an example.
You had two parents to mess you up. No, I'm just kidding. We only had one, so we're half as messed up.
She pulled a two-parent card.
Damn. She said I had a stable household and still came out crazy.
Damn, I didn't see it that way, but that is true.
I mean, dude, it really wasn't stable,
broken
though.
Homes. I have an excuse to be crazy.
Dude, yeah. Dude, that's why we're looking at you like, what's your excuse? But that's why we mesh well, because we all have traumas.
Yeah, traumas in different ways.
Fuck, are we trauma bonded?
Oh my god, is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
Are we?
Traumas unite?
We're like the trauma
put
puff
your
girls.
Scars in, ladies.
It's
put
usually
your scars
not
in.
A good thing, y'all.
We're the not. Trauma puff girls. Oh my I'm god. Bubbles.
Oh, I thought you were going to name a trauma.
Oh.
I'm hairless. Oh my god.
Oh god.
I don't mean to laugh about trauma, but it's like when it's your own, you have to laugh about it, you know?
Exactly.
It's either laugh or cry.
I'm afraid of commitment, but that's the biggest thing that I want. And I'm like, this make it make sense.
Yeah. Dang. I'm gonna put that on the shirt though. Trauma puff girls.
She fucking did it.
Oh god.
So anyways, like, what have y'all been up to?
I got
we haven't
married.
All been together. Oh my god, Michelle's married.
Oh fuck yeah,
Michelle got
what
married.
In my head, I'm it. Saying like Mr. Potato Head. Like, I'm a Mary Spud. I'm a Mary Spud. That's what first came to my mind.
Oh,
Michelle
god.
Is a Mary Spud now.
Yes.
I am.
Wow, one of us finally made it.
He put a ring on it.
He sure did.
Damn.
He liked it.
Someone wanted all that.
Yes, he do. Okay.
There is hope. There's hope. Bernice, there's hope for us.
Oh my god.
You know? We're not all the way over that hill yet. We're coming up the hill, but we're not down it.
I'm ready to give up, though. Like, I'm ready to fucking give up.
Can I stop?
My exit's here. I'm off this fucking ride. I don't want to date no more. Bye.
Are you for real, for real?
I really am, though. Like,
that's so sad.
I literally have, like, anxiety about trying to fucking date again. I... No.
Just no.
That's all we're telling you. Like, we've come to the realization that Brittany just needs to...
I think you need a woman in your
life. But my problem with women is that I am scared of them, so I don't know how to flirt with them. Like, men are easy. Fuck, I can do that in my fucking sleep.
We need you to date something. And at this point, it's leaning towards your cats. And I'm not willing to accept this.
We don't accept bestiality.
Yeah.
Once I figure out what I am, I will probably attempt that. Because I do want a life partner. I just don't want it to be a cis male. Like, just, no.
A cis male?
Yeah.
Am I, like, under the
cisgendered male. Like,
I'm giving a confused look.
A straight dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to date straight men. I'll date, like, bisexual men.
Transgender men. I'm like, you need to fit all the pieces together for me. Because y'all know who
me. The elevator doesn't go all the way up.
It doesn't. It gets stuck on some floor sometimes.
Means, like, his, like, genitals and, like, his, he doesn't deviate from the norm.
Okay.
In any way.
Okay.
Like, he identifies as male. That. He likes women.
Do you, girl? Do
I don't want to date those, yeah.
So, we got Michelle's married. Bernice is...
Probably a lesbian.
Probably a lesbian and, you know, single. And then I'm single and figuring it out, you know?
Wanting to tingle.
I'm dating.
Wanting to tingle.
I'm trying to find my next baby daddy. I don't have a baby daddy, but I want one.
She hasn't found one good enough yet.
Yeah. So, Michelle has her ring. I'm waiting for mine. Yep. And that's,
hold on. I still want a ring. We've discussed this. I still want to be engaged. I, however, don't want to fill out the paperwork. Yeah.
So, basically, you get her a ring pop. It doesn't have to be a real ring.
No. There are requirements to the ring. No.
I think everybody has a ring. Like, you can't tell me you don't have a ring. You had a ring in mine. Yeah. So, mine I want, like, a Jenny from the Block type of rock.
Oh, Lord.
Don't be fooled by the rock.
She wants a rich man. Like, one of the richest men ever. She wants a Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Okay, not Ben Affleck in particular, but I'm just saying, like, the rich man. Can you leave them back together? Are they officially back together?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. I feel like that's kind of sketch, though.
Maybe they've been, like, fucking around behind his back the whole
time. That's what I think.
They've always been Bennifer, number one.
Bennifer. I think I heard somewhere that instead of Bennifer this time, they were going to be Gingerman. Because, like...
Oh, no.
Bennifer was before. Yeah. Can you imagine Gingerman?
That doesn't even sound right. Like, first of all...
What's you and Jonathan's name?
Dude.
Minathan.
And I was like, Minathan?
Monathan.
John Shell?
Jashell.
Janelle?
I don't know. You need a name.
Me, Nathan. Like, M-I, and then Nathan? Jashell?
I don't know. I don't like any of that.
Yeah, I don't like any of them.
We need, guys, so that's our first task. We need a couple name for Michelle and her bothang, her baby daddy.
Mishnothan, no.
Oh.
No. No. Not like that.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah. Bernice ended up going to the movies.
Oh, yeah. And I love how we're, like, announcing it like she, like, went to Europe or something.
I went to the theater, guys.
She took a plane. And
I got in a car and I drove down the road to a movie theater.
Yeah. So I thought this was, like, when I saw, I think you posted it. I was, like, first, I was upset.
One, how dare you?
Exactly. Like, where was my invite?
It was a last minute thing with Alex.
Ugh. He always takes my place. It's so unfair.
He takes both of our places.
He really does. If Bernice isn't with us, she's always with him.
It was during the day on a Sunday. You work.
Wow, that's just rude. Sometimes I just want to be asked so I can turn down.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will make it a habit to ask you. But hey, we're having game night, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for game night. Y'all are all going down. dude, y'all know I'm competitive. And then give me some drinks.
Bring that matching game. The circles.
Yeah, that one's gonna be fun.
That one's really fun.
But yeah, so we have a game night. But yeah, Bernice went to the movies and like I was totally butthurt about it.
If it makes you feel better, we didn't even eat there.
Well, good. I'm glad. I hope you had an awful time.
I hope you hated that fucking movie.
I mean,
movie.
Honestly, I didn't really want to watch the movie. It ended up being okay, but...
What did you watch?
Spiral.
Was it good? Or you just said...
She just said no.
No, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. It's just not my type of movie, you know?
Like, well, it's my type of movie, so...
I'm cool with, like, horror.
Chances are I'm probably gonna like it.
But I just don't like gore. That's my thing. I don't like blood and guts.
Well, what was it about, though? Like, I don't even know if I've seen that trailer.
It's in the Saw universe, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got Chris Rock in it.
Oh.
What's the other guy's name?
Danny Glover?
No. Everybody knows who Danny Glover is. The other guy.
The other guy?
It doesn't matter, I guess.
Tobin Bell? The original, the white guy?
No.
Who's in all the Saw movies?
Never mind.
So, okay, so Spiral, it had to do with Saw?
It's referenced in it?
Huh.
She's not trying to spoil.
I know. Yeah. I know. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, no, sorry. But, yeah, so I was, like, offended because I wanted to go to the movies, and we've been in lockdown for a year, and now we're not. And
it's been more than a year. It's been, like, 10,000 years, okay?
It feels like it.
For real.
It really does. But, like, I don't know. Things are, I guess, getting back to whatever normal's going to be. I mean, normal's never going to be normal.
Yeah.
That's facts. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it just had me start thinking about wanting to go to the movies and seeing that the theater that's close to me is still closed. So I was, like, shook that one was even open. But then the other thing is, like, are they even showing good movies?
That's what I was thinking because I'm, like, most of the movies you can probably get from your house anyway.
Yeah.
But.
Like, Mortal Kombat was on HBO, and John's dumbass was like, I'm gonna go see it in the theater. And he spent, like, I don't even know how much.
Dude, don't talk shit about theaters. I don't give a shit if, like, they always do this, like, forever. Like, put movies on streaming apps. I don't give a fuck. I'm still gonna go to theater because it's an experience. You already took fucking Blockbuster from me. I'm not letting you take theaters from me.
I understand that, but if I have the opportunity to watch it for free, I'm gonna take the free route.
I get that, but free isn't gonna get you an experience.
Right.
True. I love movies.
I mean, that's like saying you don't need to travel because you can get it for free on a TV.
No, that's not the same
thing. Like, why do I need to go see the pyramids? I can watch it on TV.
That's like seeing Beyonce in concert live and then renting her DVD. Like, why would you do that?
Because I love her.
Actually, it's not even a DVD anymore. It's fucking, what, Blu-ray?
Anyway.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, why wouldn't you pay her directly to go see her live? Instead, you'd rather rent a fucking movie of her. Mm-hmm. Or actually get it for free because it's on TV.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying, I love movies as much as the next guy, but, like, I don't know.
But if you love movies, you would want to experience the experience.
There has to be a movie that comes out that I'm like, oh, I have to see it in the theater. And nothing has come out yet that I'm like, oh, I'm definitely going to the theater for that.
But look, I know how to end this, okay? I know how to get her.
Go.
Okay? You're saying... If it's for free, you're going to watch it on free. But yet, at the end of the day, you still buy however many movies and DVDs. Why? Because you love... But you can stream them for free.
I love physical media.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We love physical interaction with a theater. You're not going to get some bajillion-size square footage theater, surround sound as loud as it is, and then movie theater popcorn, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't get that shit out of a bag. They may say movie theater on the back, but it is not movie theater.
Yep.
Okay? It is not.
Yep.
But yeah, so it's just like, so it just fucking sucks. Because that's what I was thinking. Like, okay, yeah, you can stream all that shit on, I think it's HBO Max seems everything.
Well, like, they have all the Warner Brothers movies.
Yeah, so they got that money. And they, like, right now, like, what's the next one? Cruella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
is about to be released.
That's a Disney movie.
For Memorial Day weekend, and it's like...
But you still have to pay... For Disney, you still have to pay.
Which is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Because Disney about that money. They know what's up. I still haven't seen Mulan for the pure pack that I had to pay in the beginning. I think it's free now, right? It's free but now. I still haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it
yet. I haven't watched it because I heard it's really bad.
I mean, but you're going to have to watch it.
At some point, yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do. None of us have seen it. And we got to watch it. But
y'all haven't even finished Sex and the City. Let's start there.
Listen.
You I'm on listen.
Season 3, I think, or season 4.
That does that mean that you finished it? No.
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 But I'm just saying, like, I'm almost Look, there.
Not all of us have the luxury of working from home. Some of us actually have to leave our houses. And when we come home, it's nap time. Okay?
Or it's, I gotta cook and then
yeah. hang Work out with my man. I gotta do stuff.
Wow.
I'm tired now. I like to be in bed.
Get it together.
By at least one.
These are all excuses. Get it together.
No, we'll get there. But, yeah, so it's just, like, all this, like, shit started, like, you know, Blockbuster you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we watched that documentary. Well, you came in on, like...
The last 30 minutes.
The last 30 minutes. And it's just, like, there's only one left Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. And it just had me think, like, what else are they going to take away? Like, what would y'all do, though, if movie theaters were taken away? Would you care?
I would be so fucking pissed.
I would cry like those people at Disney when Disneyland closed and then it, like, reopened and there are people crying and bawling their eyes out. That would be me.
It's just so weird to think about. And the fact that I still don't see, like, the one next to me open, I'm like, why? Why aren't you open? Like, and then when they do open, are they going to get enough business?
Go knock on the door and be like, are y'all going to open?
Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on the door.
We're not waiting for you. Yeah,
like, is there going to be enough business to... keep it going, because now people, like Michelle said, which, you know, it's a wrong way of thinking.
Oh, thank but you.
But it's how...
thank you for that.
But I'm sure it's how most people think, like, why am I gonna go when I can fucking watch it right here in my own house? Especially if you wanted to be on a date, and then, you know, people try to do shit in movie theaters like dirty bitches. Michelle. When you can just be home and do what you gotta do while watching a new movie.
You're sitting here telling me, are you siding with her now that you don't want to go to the theater?
No.
Okay.
I love the theaters. And that's why I'm shook. And
I don't want cry them a little to go away.
That she is saying it's not important. Because we would always go.
I never said it's not important. I'm just saying for right now, because we're still in a panini, if you have noticed. We're still in a panini.
But for what's the difference of going to a restaurant and going to a movie theater?
Exactly.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that, okay? That's different. That's food. That's
She's like, I need
Alamo sustenance. Has food.
That's sustenance.
And you can mix both of your things together, Michelle. Food.
I know.
And well, theater.
There hasn't just been anything that I'm just like, oh, I have to go to the theater
that
for
is
that.
The, that like, is the I don't other
know
thing.
What it is, because, like, y'all know, like, I used to go to the fucking movies, like, every fucking weekend. Yeah. And then ever since that happened, I think I've just been conditioned to just be like, oh, I'll stay at home. Because, like, I have the Alamo Victory app, and, like, I open it sometimes. I'm just like, do I really want to do that, though?
Yeah. But I do think that is the other thing. I don't think they're, like, producing as many movies as they were doing before.
Well, everything's been pushed back, and so they have to, like, play yeah. catch up. Like, I will say there's one movie that I'm definitely going to the theater for is... The Green Knight with Dev Patel. I don't know if y'all have seen the trailer
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-mm.
But it's... The Green Knight is about a tale, like, during the King Arthur times. Like, those kinds of tales. And this is, like, a fantasy where this guy, like... They're at this round table. They're at this party. And the king's like, oh, I need some entertainment or whatever because he's bored. And this fucking Green Knight comes in and he's like, whatever you do to me, I'll let you do whatever you want to me, but in a year I'm going to come back and do the same to you. And Dev Patel's what? Character, like, chops his head off. And the Green Knight's like, okay, year's time, like, we're going to go to this meeting place and I'm going to do the same thing to you. And so it's like a fantasy tale. Cause he, like,
and when does that one come out?
July, I think the first week of July. But I'm excited about that one.
But that's like one. So it's like, yeah. They're not producing movies anymore. And then whatever they are producing is being released at home. And yeah, I'm just sad about it. And it just made me think, like, what else is going to go? Or, like, have you ever thought about, too, like, what else is going to come back? Like, I low-key, and I started thinking about this, and maybe y'all think I'm weird, but I want to buy a typewriter.
And yes.
And I started, like, Googling, like, where I can get a typewriter for, because I don't want, like, and I saw, like, Walmart, I can get a purple one. No, bitch, they didn't have purple typewriters back then. Like, I want one that looks, like, you know, vintage. Old. And so it just made me think, why? Like, because, why not?
The click, I will say, the click of a typewriter is like instant serotonin to my brain.
That's what I feel. And just like, and I think what honestly started sparking it, so I was going through my grandma's recipes, and like a lot of her little recipe cards were like, is it typewritten? Like,
yeah.
What do you say? How do you say it? Typewritten? And I was like, did you do this yourself? And she's like, yeah. And I think she even told me she still has a typewriter that she thinks works. So I have to find it. But it just made me think, like, I just want that. And I don't know. I don't know if it's me being an old soul or just, like, the fear of what's going to disappear next. But it almost makes me want to be a low-key hoarder because it's, like, everything seems to come back around. Like, everything. Like, even fucking mullets are back. For what?
Okay, they really aren't, though, but ew.
But they are. Perms are back. Cameras. Like, y'all know, like, I've gotten an older camera, too. Polaroids. Like, all this shit starts coming back, and it just makes me think, like, what am I buying now in this generation that now I feel like I can't get rid of? Because it's gonna have, like, a special place somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're just gonna have a bunch of shit everywhere that you're not even gonna use.
I'll just have an extra room for, like, my nostalgic all her shit.
Okay, so you're giving me shit about being a cat lady, but you're gonna be a fucking hoarder?
Yeah. Like,
how is that fair?
If I don't get vintage.
If I get shit for like having cats, you can get shit for being a hoarder. Like, I'm not dealing with it. No.
And then you're gonna come to my house and you'll be like, oh my gosh, like I wish I would have held on to my Tamagotchi. Like,
no, because you're not even gonna be able to find yours with all the shit you have, so I'm just gonna take yours.
No. Y'all should know I would be an organized hoarder, okay? Like,
she'd have fucking plastic bins for everything. She'd be like, here's this.
She'd have everything tagged.
Yes, mm-hmm. I would. Jeez. But do y'all think about that?
Like, okay.
What do y'all wish would come back or that y'all would have held on to?
Flare jeans. Like, bell bottoms.
No. I used to love bell bottoms.
Okay, so I was actually thinking about this earlier because I remember that I had white jeans at one point in my life. I don't know why I had that. I hope that doesn't come back.
Oh, white, like, jeans?
Yes, white that's fucking jeans? Horrible.
I don't even wear.
I don't think I've ever worn white jeans.
No, I did. I don't know what the fuck have I was thinking. I'm pretty sure
I've worn white jeans.
I had some that were, I had both of them, I think, were flared. Well, one of them was probably like boot cut and the other one was flared.
But would I wear them today? No.
I'm just afraid to sit in something.
It's just, yeah. You know, it just makes you think, like, okay, all these changing things, right? Like, what is it? Gen Z?
Yeah.
Are we considered Gen Z?
No, we're elder millennials.
We're millennials. Then you have Gen Z.
There's no way we're elder millennials.
Yeah. We're part of the
millennials.
The older millennials. I think
technically.
Yeah.
I don't like older.
Elder?
Like, well, that's what olds? We are, girl.
I don't like that.
We're olds.
No me gusta.
Well, it feels like it because look, like, I love TikTok. And, you know, all you see is, like, all this stuff, right? And you kind of get, like, the trends also on TikTok. And you just hear, like, okay, now skinny jeans aren't a thing. That's all I fucking wear is skinny jeans. But it's like, that's not a thing. Your middle part's not a thing. Like,
well, I mean, I haven't worn skinny jeans.
Do you even wear jeans, to be honest?
Nobody wears pants anymore.
I don't ever see you in pants.
Well, because whenever I'm over here, I'm comfortable.
True.
That's why you look like that.
Uh-uh.
You better get her. Get her.
Mute her. Mute her.
I'm just kidding, Michelle. It's all love.
It's always love.
But yeah, who wears real pants anymore?
I mean, people who have jobs.
I have jobs.
I have a job too, and I don't wear jeans.
That's because you work from home, okay? I can't. I wear jeans, but I like a skinny jean.
I do too.
The way they look. Yeah. Look, when you're a thicker girl, I'm not saying I can't wear baggy stuff, but to me, baggy pants make me look baggier.
No, I feel the same way. I hate certain fucking outfits because I'm like, this just makes me look frumpy.
I can look frumpy without this. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with my thighs. Like, thick thighs save lives. So why not put a tight jean on it and let the world see?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel. They can suck one. But I don't know. I'm just, like, scared. And maybe it's, like, this fear of, like, the times changing in the world. Or it could be just the fear of, like, we're old. Like, it's so weird. Like, I don't consider myself old, but we are.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because we're seeing also so many, like, I feel like before social media, right, people who are older than us, like, didn't have to watch younger people come up and, like, see their daily activities, whereas we have to see it because we're still on, we're on social media and we're constantly, like, exposed to, like, these new trends and all this shit, and it's like,
I didn't think about
that's
that.
Why I feel like I'm aging even more, because I'm watching all these new trends that I just don't understand.
No, I don't feel that way.
You know?
I do.
Mm-mm.
I just can't relate to a lot of these, like, new things, and I'm just like, this is weird. I feel really fucking old, because I just don't get it.
There's some things I can't relate to, but there's a lot of things that I'm like, oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not that I say, like, I couldn't relate. I mean, I think everything, in a sense, could be relatable. In, like, air quotes, relatable. But I do agree that I think because, yeah, you do see what the younger generation is doing so much that, like, we were that generation. You know what I mean? Like, we were the age of social media. Like, we put those, like...
We birthed
social media. Yeah, we birthed them hoes. Like, we put the stepping stones there. And so we didn't really get to see the come up. And now we were the come up. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just weird. But, yeah, so I'm going to be hoarding shit from now on. I'm going to Goodwill on a regular, and I'm just going to go pick out stuff that I think is worthy.
Dude, the only thing that I've gotten a few things from Goodwill here recently, but, like, one of the things that I didn't buy but I really wanted to buy for no fucking reason was a phone. Like, an old phone that was, like, those little square ones with the buttons. I wanted it so fucking bad for no reason. I wasn't going to fucking plug it in and use it. What was the reason?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if those come back. Why not?
What was the reason?
I mean, because look, the Razer phones came back.
Okay, but those didn't need to
come back. A version of the Razer. I loved a Razer phone.
I want a rotary telephone.
Why don't you get a Razer phone
then? That's like with the little dial that you have to like.
Yes, I fucking love those phones.
Yeah. And, like, there's nothing, like, you know, the little cord on the phone that you can, like, twist around when you're talking to someone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Except it would drive me crazy whenever it would fucking twisted the other way. Oh, my God. Drives me fucking insane.
Oh, shit. So, we're old. That's what I've come to terms with.
It's fine.
31. Right? 31. Are we all 31?
31.
Yes. Bernice is about to be 32. That's Leo.
Leo season?
I don't even know when that is. It's about to start, I think.
Girl, no. No. You are off. July.
Where are we at right now?
May?
Dude, I think I was...
It's like 2 months away.
She is a whole ass manager. She don't even know what month we in right now.
Dude, it's because time has been flying. I think it's because, like, I've been making schedules thinking so far ahead that, my mind is just, like, not here.
I get that.
You're in the future.
I feel that. I feel that.
You know, I'm a planner, okay? I plan shit. Like, I would be planning my funeral. That's how much of a planner I am.
Oh, are you planning it right now?
I am.
Who's going to give your eulogy?
Your googly.
Can you define eulogy?
Use it in a sentence.
Use it in a sentence. Who is going to give it? No one. I'm literally decided.
She's gonna do her own. Yes, that's what I was gonna say. She's gonna have a fucking voiceover.
Dude, I think someone said that, or I forgot where that was from. Like, they did it from the grave, like, though.
Fuck all you fake bitches.
I think they said they like had recorded stuff. So when they were at the grave, like he was gonna be talking as if he was in the ground. Like, I forgot where I heard it from, but somebody did that, and I feel like I would do some shit like that.
Yeah, I can see you totally fucking doing that shit.
But I also don't want a grave. Like, I don't want to be walked on the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Also, don't invite people I don't know to my funeral.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know you.
I didn't know you.
Don't bring the negative energy.
For real.
How do you know it's a negative energy if you, like...
Because I'm going to be sat up in my coffin so I can see... Everybody that comes in.
Do you need a custom-made coffin so you can sit up in it?
Dude, she's gonna have her head just sticking out of the coffin.
I just bury me neck down.
I'm gonna have my eyes sewn open so I can see.
Ew.
Dang.
All the fakery.
Fuck that. That's creepy. I'm sorry. Just kidding.
No. I'm not gonna. That's too morbid. I do have a question though.
Like, why did they start burying people like horizontally instead of vertically? Is there a reason?
Oh, yeah. Because why? Vertically, they're gonna have to dig a lot deeper than they would if you do it. Because it needs to be at least 6 feet.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that's, like, the obvious.
Christina's like, you're stupid.
Well, no, because for me, I'm like, if you dig it deeper, at least you can fit more graves together. That's what I was thinking.
Bitch, there's a whole ass earth.
Okay, but
how come nobody falls out?
There's a whole crust.
Are you talking about it being flatter?
No, just, like, how come when the earth rotates?
Because gravity.
Oh, God. She did not just ask. Oh God!
Because of gravity.
Oh my God!
Do you still have gravity when you're dead?
Oh my God!
Christina, you're not serious right now.
I am, though, but I just like heard it out loud, and I'm thinking, oh my God! Like I was just thinking, I don't know why in my head I was like, well, if you don't have no weight to your body, you don't just go.
But just because you're dead doesn't mean your body doesn't have, weight.
Imagine
if everybody who died, their body just floated up to the sky and we couldn't catch it again.
Bitch, no!
Oh my God, no!
But you would have time.
That would be so traumatizing.
Oh my God.
It's like, what happens when you die? Your body just floats the fuck away. No matter where you're at. Hey,
bye.
No, because that's creepy.
Like, I would just put chains on folks that I didn't want to leave me that soon. Like, I don't know. That's crazy. I don't know where my mind goes sometimes. Like, these are the thoughts I have in my head that I don't say out loud sometimes.
I'm still thinking of this. No, okay, but this is the thoughts that I want to have out loud.
I mean, I just say it.
No, because now that poses, like, a really funny question. Like, what the fuck, what would the world be like if you did really float away when you died?
I mean, you have to think, like, would that help with would it pollute anything? Like, when you reached the outer rim of the universe?
Actually, like, I feel like that would be better. Because,
like, I don't know.
I think you would explode.
Yeah, because, like, doesn't things burn?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as when I exploded, it was, like, purple and sparkly. And,
you're not a fucking firework.
Maybe she I would be
a little confetti cannon.
Maybe when it's your time to go before you float away, like, you should always have, like, a firework keychain on you or something.
You are not.
Do get to that rim.
Is she gonna put it in her butt? Is she gonna fart? And it's gonna
This is not.
Yeah, no, I don't know where this conversation went, where this came from, but this is us. This is me.
This is who we're meant to be.
This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna let the world
me. Oh, God.
I'm so concerned right now.
You should be.
Oh, shit.
Get your friend.
But, yeah. So, I mean, I said what I wanted to say, and I said it.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
You did what needed to be done.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's going to be more of this. You know, I constantly have random thoughts in this head.
High, like, thoughts, and she's not even high.
For real. I am sober. Sober living. And I think that's what concerns me even more. Like, people, sometimes when I answer the phone when I'm talking to people, they'll just be like, are you drunk? I'm like, no. I'm not. And it just makes me think, like, what is your perception of me right now on the phone call? Like, how do I sound that makes me sound drunk?
Who are these people that are asking this?
I cannot speak of these things.
Okay. I thought it was, like, at work.
No.
No, it was, like, people, customers think that you're drunk.
It's, suitors.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Gentlemen callers.
You should just be like, yeah, I have to get drunk in order to take,
like,
your
we
phone
need to
call.
Bring back. We need to bring back that language. Like, no, no more, like, we're dating. No, he's a gentleman caller.
He's
okay?
courting me.
He calls on me.
Exactly.
Mm. But do you want to be called on?
Exactly.
Why can't I call on you?
You can if you want.
So anything else, guys?
Anything else about what?
About y'all's nostalgica.
Nostalgica?
Nostalgica?
Nostalgia.
Well, like, 70s hair is coming back, you know? Like, people are, you know, blowing out their hair and trying to feather it like Farrah Fawcett. And I'm getting my hair cut in
a couple, she wants to be Farrah Fawcett.
A week. And I'm going to do a shag haircut and so I can blow out my hair. And make
it. Are you really going to do it, though? Cute.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to style it?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Doesn't that haircut only look good when you style it?
Uh-huh.
No, not necessarily. So it's going to look like
shit if you don't style it.
It's just going to look like a normal layered cut.
Yeah.
But the point of the layers is to...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Foosh it.
Foosh it.
Foosh it.
I need a haircut, dude.
Oh, God, here we go. On that note...
No, dude, I really do need a haircut.
Dude, you're looking like those people.
Those people?
What are their names? Like the Amish people? They don't cut their hair, right?
Amish women, like, put their hair in a thing.
Jewish person? Orthodox Jewish person?
They don't even see their hair. Because they wear it up.
Wait, exactly, you know? But they're down.
No, it's the Amish people. I don't think Amish people... Yeah, Amish
people don't cut their hair.
I don't think so.
But you still don't see their hair, so how would you know?
Wait, do they?
I don't think they do. They let us know.
Yeah, because we don't know. We're not Googling it right now, so...
Wow.
You're going to be our Google.
You're our Google Earth.
Wait, why can't we talk about my haircut? Like, why can't we talk about that?
Because people assumed because I'm a hairstylist that I want to talk about hair.
All I said was I needed a haircut.
Yeah, and you're looking right at me.
That's all I said. Actually, I wasn't even looking at you when I said that. I want to shave my head. Like, I'm really tempted to fucking shave my head, though.
I've been watching, well, during this panini... I've been rewatching Degrassi, and I'm almost done. So, I have seen Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi High, but that I didn't watch that this year. I rewatched Degrassi The Next Generation, and now I'm on the Netflix one, The Next Class, and I'm almost done. So, once I'm done with that, I'll have seen every single iteration of Degrassi.
Dang.
You're doing too much.
She has time for that, but not Sex and the City.
Wow. Fucking disrespectful, Michelle. Fucking rude.
Wow.
Get your priorities in order.
Wow.
Yeah,
does this friendship Degrassi, not mean anything to
Degrassi
you?
Degrassi is good, guys. I mean, it is good. I watched, like, all the originals, like, back in the day. I haven't rewatched any.
You haven't seen the old ones either, have you? Like, Degrassi High, Degrassi Junior High?
I think I watched one.
You better not start that before you finish Sex and the City. I'll be so mad at you.
You know what I started, though, was Bridgerton.
I haven't started that.
We did start that.
Yeah.
We did start that. Wow.
You weren't here.
You were in search of crab. Wow. And you got out the house more and stopped ditching us. You'd be watching shows too.
Yeah.
Did we finish P-Valley?
No, we have not finished
P-Valley.
Yeah,
because we had to put it on hold. Because someone stopped showing up.
Well, we can watch it. Put it on right now.
While we're recording, okay.
We will when we're done with the episode.
Fine.
Anything else that y'all want to talk about?
Bloop. No.
No.
Is that the it of the episode? Is that the it? Oh my
Come
god.
And knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and hers and his.
Three's company too.
Oh wow. Alright. Well, anyways, I'm butthurt about the future. I'm butthurt about getting old.
Like, but heard about Bernice going to the movies without us.
Yeah. And if y'all feel the same way, like, let us know. Because I'm telling you, like, if movie theaters die out, like...
I thought you were going to ask them if they were butthurt that I didn't take them to the movies, too.
If you want to see Bernice burned at the stake,
wow.
Comment yes.
Do you
want
to see her
float
away? Let's test this theory.
Dude, okay, but what if you put your, like, your... corpse in a fucking cannon and then shot that off.
Oh, would you float? God.
No, you wouldn't float. But, like, I wonder how, like, imagine being on the receiving end of that. Like, they just shoot you off in a cannon and then, like, you're the person where the fucking body lands.
Get hit with a dead body.
Oh, my God.
That would be so traumatizing.
Would it hurt?
Dude. Yeah, it's a whole other body being thrown at you.
Therapy. Like, yes, I got hit.
Dude.
It's raining, people.
No.
Now I'm thinking about how I'm gonna like.
Can you imagine hold if my it was funeral? Perfect landing? Or do you think there could be enough force that you could land in like someone's asshole?
Oh my god.
Huh. Like, knowing my luck.
You wouldn't explode, right? Or would you explode?
I have no idea. I've never tested this.
I feel like you would. I feel like you'd explode.
Especially if you're rotting.
Oh my god, yes. I'm gonna wait until like I'm bloated and gross, and then I'm gonna have them put me in a cannon and then shoot me off. So there's guts on everyone.
Christina's like, count me out.
This is going a little darker than I thought.
Alright, I guess we should end it now. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks, but not really. Thanks for tuning in to our very first episode. We hope you guys enjoy. We just kind of talk about whatever we want, do whatever we want, speak whatever we want.
Fuck whoever we want.
John?
No, I'm just kidding.
Some of us single folks, maybe.
Murmur.
You off the market. You can't touch nobody.
Yeah, Michelle, I can't believe that comment came from you. I am shocked.
I was kidding.
I am shocked to my very core.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my god.